First of all, you know, it was pretty amazing flying in to the Havana airport on a United States of America plane. You know, that was there serviced by our Air Force. Here we were stepping off, you know, in a country that there has been very little contact for several years. With our stay, we had an opportunity to meet with the Minister of Trade, also the Minister of Defense. We had a chance to go to a biotech center, so we learned a lot about their vaccines and some of the health work that they've been doing. I mean, it was just an amazing trip. But, of course, it was all topped off by our opportunity to meet with President Raul Castro. Now, that is the first U.S. official delegation that has met with him since he's become president as late as into February. And, of course, our meeting with former President Fidel is the first official meeting that the U.S. has had with him since his illness in 2006. So I felt quite honored to be a part of history and to experience that change.
Congresswoman Richardson, is there any part of you that feels that you might have been shown the effect of Potemkin Village? I mean, seeing the vaccines and the things that you saw, they didn't show you a lot of the squalor and the prisons that exist in Cuba. So did you have a little bit of the skepticism antenna out for this trip?
Well, of course, anytime we go on a congressional delegation, what they are really defined are as fact-finding missions. And so whether it's in Cuba, whether it's in Saudi Arabia, whether it's in Dubai, whether it's in Iraq, we're always cognizant of the fact and that, you know, that what the picture that might be painted for us is maybe incomplete. And so what our job is to go beyond the meetings that are set up and to get into the streets, to go into the restaurants, to go into the shops and to talk to people, talk to real people who are living there and ask them how things are going. And that's exactly what we did. We took every advantage of that. You know, it was interesting. One of the things that I really want to stress, I came with a picture in mind of not too positive of Cuba. That was what I had always learned. That was what I had always heard. But I got to tell you, there were no police surrounding us. You know, I've been on congressional delegations where police cars are in front of us, behind us, all around us, guns are drawn. There was no government intervention. We had the freedom of travel. We had the freedom of speech. We had press conferences every morning at 7:45. CNN, CBS, whoever, the various affiliates were there. No one was preventing people from asking questions or preventing us from giving information. And then the other thing that I think was so powerful that the American people need to know, there was freedom of religion. We had two members of Congress who actually gave sermons on Palm Sunday, one in an Episcopal church and one in a Baptist church that had a female pastor. So I think people, the whole point of going on trips like this is for members of Congress to be educated so we can come back and educate our constituents and our colleagues as well.
And Congresswoman Richardson, what did Raul and Fidel Castro pass along to you? Their interest in working with President Obama, or what was their message to you?
Their message was, ironically, very similar to what President Obama has been saying his message has been throughout Europe over these last 7 to 10 days. And that is, they came really to listen, to hear from us of what our perceptions are, what our concerns are. They did share with us some of the concerns that they have. But overall, the bottom line message was that they were very willing to sit down with the president, to sit down with the secretary of state, to sit down with congressional delegations at any time to discuss moving forward and normalizing relationships with Cuba.
And do you think that their human rights issues will stand in the way of opening up a relationship with Cuba?
Well, you know, we are the United States of America, and one of the things that we try to leave in every place that we go is leaving it in a better situation. And so I do not expect that Secretary of State Clinton or President Obama would, in our efforts to normalize relationships, that we would stop in that effort of continuing to help countries to further better equal rights for individuals, for women, for children, and so on. But what I'd like to push back a little bit is there are many countries that we are working with today, that we have communications with today, that we provide trade, cargo, et cetera, with today, that have human rights violations. And so the question is a 50-year-old strategy, a Cold War strategy, working? And is this the way to resolve it? And to me, I look at it very similar to what we had to do in Iraq. You know, we could continue operating with a stick, or we could go in and work with the Iraqi people to rebuild their country. And I think we will see far more success with that strategy than just spending $10 billion a month in a war in Iraq.
We're talking this morning to Congresswoman Laura Richardson. She's just returned from a trip to Cuba, and she's sharing with us some of the details of her trip.
And I wanted to ask you, Congresswoman, about the reflections by Comrade Fidel that was attached to some of the communications that you sent out. Interesting, you said it was a dark and stormy morning. So a little literary change there from what we usually hear. But he made a lot of references to the fact that it was the Black Caucus and mentioned Martin Luther King and so forth. And although you went as part of the Black Congressional Black Caucus, it wasn't really a meeting about race or race in the United States. Do you feel that was a little bit exploitive on the part of Fidel Castro?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, I think the complete opposite. It was actually very intuitive, and it was nothing different than what we've been talking about since President Obama won the nomination and has become president. Why would we think it odd to have that conversation? Let me say this. You know, when we were sitting with President Raul, as we were sitting there, we did not have a planned meeting with former President Fidel. And, you know, I'm a young member of Congress. I'm a year younger than President Obama. I come from a biracial family, just like President Obama does. And I think really the future, if we're going to make progress in this country and around the world, we shouldn't shun away our differences. We should use those to reach out and touch other people. So as a young member of Congress, I didn't come with preconceived notions. And so when we sat there with the president, I asked the question, as a young member, is it possible for us to meet with former President Fidel? And within that four-hour meeting that we had with the president, by the time we left, we had a meeting scheduled less than 12 hours from that point. So when we talked to former President Fidel, we have to remember, you know, this is a gentleman who, you know, has worked with his country, which is a sovereign nation, for over 50 years. And, you know, he was very reflective at this point. You know, he's in his 80s. When we walked in, he stood up. He knew my name. He knew my district. He knew the issues in my district. He talked to me about the port, you know, in my district.
By the way, did he speak in English or was there a translator?
There was a translator, mm-hmm. Yes. But you could tell that he was familiar with English, different points of the conversation. So anyway, what he did was he told us, you know, what he had been doing in the last 3 years since many folks had seen him. And what you have to remember is the Congressional Black Caucus here in Washington is very well respected. It's also known as the conscience of the Congress. And the reason why it's known that is that we didn't just suddenly have a relationship with Cuba. Members of the Black Caucus have been working with Cuba, both with dissidents and with the government leadership, to forge a better Cuba there. They've been doing that since the 70s. And so what the Black Caucus, the role that we play, is that oftentimes constituents and communities that we represent have experienced difficulties, have experienced discrimination, have experienced human rights violations. And so because of those experiences, we tend to be a little more sensitive when we go to other places and we hear things that are happening, and we're often more the individuals who take up those banners and bring them back to America and say that actions must be done.
Okay, so as a result of this trip, do you think that there might be a piece of legislation pending to address this whole issue of trade and travel with Cuba now that you've come back and had this firsthand look? Because the stars seem more aligned than they did a few years ago.
Absolutely. President Obama, you know, as he said 3 days ago in Turkey, you know, his objective is to open dialogue and to have a willingness to talk. And so that's what our goal was there. And we found both the president and former president in full agreement. President Obama has already said that he's willing to consider lifting the travel ban for family members and to allow remittance, meaning being able to send money family members back one from another. But that's not really where we need to stop. We need to look at free travel of all U.S. citizens. You know, in the 50s, Cuba was the number one destination that folks would go from here in the United States of America. And I would also say to you what many listeners might be interested to hear. Presidents, leaders throughout all Latin America are now working with Cuba. The only one who's isolated in Cuba is the United States. And so the question is, do we continue a 50-year-old discussion of the past, or do we sit down and have an honest discussion about where we are today?
Okay,
and that's what we were doing.
Okay, and I just have to ask you, did you bring back just a little handful of those great Cuban cigars? Tell me the truth.
There were several gifts, and I'm not going to share with you the gifts that I came home with, but there were several gifts that we received, and we were very gracious to the Cuban people. But more than gifts, and more than I went to a flea market. You asked me a question earlier, were we did we get kind of out of the mainstream? I went to a flea market, you know, and picked up a few things that were definitely Cuban, you know, Cuban culture at its best. And I look forward to the action item out of this trip is that we intend upon meeting with President Obama, with Secretary of State Clinton, and having an opportunity to share with them what we learned.